And with that, let's get into our feature for the evening. And this comes to us from right over the air on the All That Jazz radio show. The estimable host, Mr. Mark Weber, brought on two veterans of the New Mexico jazz scene, both Albuquerque-based, Louis Wynn and Milo Jaramillo, to play some duets and talk about the muse, the music, the instruments, about time itself. Well, we're not going to get to a whole lot of the interview. It's kind of like you had to be there to hear it. But we're going to hear much of the performance with a few crepitusses from Mr. Weber, Mr. Wynn, and Mr. Jaramillo. This took place on the 26th of October, live on KUNM, during the All That Jazz radio show for Thursday, the Burke's Works edition, hosted, engineered by Mark Weber. We hear Milo Jaramillo, maybe best known for the group the Red Hot and Red Trio, although he plays with all kinds of ensembles on the five-string bass. Louis Wynn, perhaps best known for his work with the long-running quartet Alpha Cats on the Langston Alpha Caster guitar. Live and spontaneous with their teeny little amps pumped up. Just so, so sweet. So if you know the rapture of the duet, you know what to listen for. Even though they're playing strings, they let them breathe. You can hear these string instruments take a breath at certain moments. That's sort of what they're talking about when they do talk about that thing called time. Let's go to it. October 26th, Thursday, 2017, with Mark Weber behind the console, Louis Wynn and Milo Jaramillo, right here on Ear to the Ground. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. Live music. This is the Burke's Works Jazz Radio Show. I am Mark Weber. October 26, year 2017. Our guest live in the studio, holding musical instruments, is Milo Jaramillo on the bass and Louis Wynn on the guitar. And that was Autumn Leaves, and that was fabulous. We'll talk a little bit later. Why don't we warm up the airwaves a little more?
All right.
And you guys play another song.
All right. We'll do her.
Thank you.
Everybody's tail's wagging now. Wow, have you met Miss Jones? Well, not really, but I know the song.
You know.
You're good. What?
You know, one time Eddie Harris asked me that, and I said, yeah, poisonally. And I said, and he said, yeah, we'll see. And I proceeded to screw that thing up royal.
Wow.
And we had done Giant Steps, which is the same thing as Miss Jones does in The Bridge. We had done that earlier in the gig, and it was fine. And I screwed that one up. Cause it's all because I got comfy.
What, did you, when Eddie Harris played at the Outpost, were you in the band?
No, he was up in Taos.
Oh, the Taos Inn or something?
It was the Taos Inn. No, actually it wasn't. It was some concert venue, I forget the name of it. Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Lewis Wynn on the Langston's AlphaCaster guitar and Milo Jaramillo on the five-string bass. They are players who play out in many different configurations. Find Milo all over the place, but sometimes with the as-yet-unrecorded Red Hot and Red Trio. Alpha Cats, the regular home of Lewis Wynn when he's playing. Thank you very much to Mark Weber. I think that's going to finish us up for this week. We'll be back with something new for you next week. I hope we have something new by then. In any event, stay tuned for Route 66 coming up next. I'll leave you with a little bit more from this October 26th, 2017 live on-air session. Lewis Wynn, Milo Jaramillo.